What's up, you guys? This is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams, and of course, I'm here to rant. And this one is about relationships, and I'm just about to get in the shower, and I get this notification, and this is in regards to Lisa Rae talking about if she can't find a man, or if there's no man out there that's going to take care of her bills and her expenses, then she don't want them. So, you know, of course, I had something to say, and then I started getting these notifications, and all these dudes are like, yeah, so let's get into it. Okay, so what's up, you guys? Let's get into it. Okay, so on the post, I'm going to view the post first. And it says, this is from Good News Page, images you won't see on TV. Bold and unapologetic Lisa Rae McCoy redefines relationship standards. What's your take on financial responsibilities and love? Join the conversations. Actress Lisa Rae says she won't date a man who can't cover all her expenses, not even the light bill. So I got like 28 responses. Some, you know, they're laughing at it or whatever. I was like, well, I'm not sure what the problem is. If she can pay all of her own, why be with someone who can't? It makes sense to me. We can do bad by ourselves. Why add others to the equation? LOL. So of course I get all these messages. So one of the first response was from Amanda. On here, I'm not going to say the full name or whatever. And it was like, you mean she can do well all on her own, wink. And I'm like, yeah, that's right, whatever. So then the next person, Tony, was like, you just said it. She can pay her own bills. Saying dumb shit like that is what keeps most women like her single. And then he doesn't even look good. And then, so I go to his profile. And on the profile, he has gold and money. So on his banner picture. So it's like, why do you have that? If it's not about money, if money doesn't control your narrative, then why are people so much about money? So you want all the money in the world, and you probably one of those men who want women to take care of you. Men who don't have money and who can't provide, because if a man had a lot of money and could provide, he would want to. Because what else are you going to do with your money? But a man who doesn't have a lot of money, who's broke and can't do all of that and pay a woman's expenses or whatever, then he's going to cry about it. He's going to whine about it because, hello, I'm broke and I want a woman that looks bad as Lisa Rae, but I can't have these females because they want this and that, and that's unrealistic, and that's why she's still single, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? That's why you're still single. And of course, you know I'm married, okay? And he's in England, but I'll be joining him soon. So I don't have a problem, you know, to say what I need to say. So that's what he was like, you know, saying dumb shit like that. And my response was to Tony, I guess, but that's you and your opinion. A lot of men don't think like that and want women they can take care of. I know most men who can't or have the means to rather be taken care of by women a lot lately. And that's so true. I remember a previous conversation that I was having on Facebook, the young lady was like, she literally had a guy come to her and say, hey, you know, I really wanted it to work out. You was the bomb. You was this and that. But I knew if I chose you, then I would have to be someone who also was financially stable and who was able to provide this and provide that. And I chose to be with a woman that I knew would basically have me as a kept man. He wanted to be a man that could be taken care of, and he didn't want his finances or lack thereof to be something that was over being held over his head. So I was like, I'm blessed to have my husband, because this world today of men and women is pretty sad. Then I got another response from somebody named Al, and then they was responding to my initial post, or do good by yourself. It seems to me that doing bad is not the issue. I'm certainly supportive of one stance in life and their standards. Bless up with a question mark. And I was like, I don't know if I responded to that person. I don't see I responded. I just liked it or whatever. Maybe I did respond. I'm not sure. I don't think so. So then I received a response from someone named Jay. Seeing that she's nearly 60, it seems like the men who are capable aren't interested in her. But of course, she has the right to want whoever she wants. And I was like, and I responded to this person. I was like, yeah, true. So then someone named Viola had sent a gift with showing facts upon facts to my response. And so then I get another response from James. Yes, we can, but why fight to have equal rights for centuries? That's not the same thing though. What you mean equal rights? So people want, when they say equal rights, we want to be able to vote and vote on things that matter to us as well, because then we are out here also making money and stuff. So, I mean, I guess it goes into relations. So let me finish. But why fight to have equal rights for centuries and now we ready to give that up to be taken care of all over again? But now you want the man to pay all the bills but have little say in the relationship. That dog won't hunt for me. But and I was questioning, so I get what James is saying in regards to, okay, you want to fight for equal rights, but then you want a man to still be the breadwinner, come home, and you're only doing this. But if you want to fight for equal rights to have say in so many things too, so I guess, you know, whatever. And so my response to this one was, that sounds like trauma, because who's saying all of that? That you can't have say in the relationship. My husband has the most say about everything. He's from a line of those types. I'm submissive by nature, but men like you who speak from trauma will never understand or learn all women because of the baggage that comes with you. There's 7 billion people in the world. Yes, you know your experience and your circle, but if you looked at your circle from a map's viewpoint, it won't compare to what is unknown. I'm just saying. And so then this Reggie person was like, that is probably why she is single. And I laughed at it. I mean, because whatever. And I said, well, I'm not single. Being happily married and my husband pretty much wants to do it all, which I'm not always secure of. But that's the kind of man he is from his generation. And then, well, this person, okay, this wasn't to me. Good. So we had a lot. Where's the other one? Did I already say that one? But I don't see it. It's like it's gone. Or did I already mention that one? Maybe I did, because I don't see it no more. Oh, I hate when it does this. It's only showing most relevant. I need all comments. Because I'm like, yeah, 26 comments. I know I've started replying, but oh, because here go one. I cannot stand these types. Don Rail. I don't even like that name. It says all these for some pee. So, you know, the cookies. Nah, you got it. I don't even like the way he sounds. Yeah, he's not. So he was like all about the pee. If a man thinks that way or that's his mentality, then he's not really someone that has a good positive vibe or intellectual vibe. Someone that you would even want to talk to or get to know, in my opinion. And then my response to him was, well, most men who don't have much think like that, but they can slang D and make babies, so go figure. So I know he's gonna be mad at that once he gets, because it was like an hour. That was like 22 minutes ago. I don't know if he's gonna respond to that, but most of them, they always get mad when I say that, but that's my go-to, that men mostly, what they can do is, they only see themselves being able to slang and make babies. That's like their manhood. And they don't care about anything else. And it's like, that's not what it means to be a man. But whatever. So, then this other person, Am Ram, So she needs a man who wants a deal for a bill. Again, men who think like this, and you think that you're only getting a woman who is about the sex versus what she can bring to the table for you as far as a power couple, a woman that is intellectual, a woman that knows her shit, that can basically power you up, right? So like when you're playing a game and you get these bonus points, whatever that you can get, those little bonus points and whatever, you get powered up. They're there for you to do just that in that relationship that you're in when you're playing that game. That's the only thing that they do is power you up and make sure that you have what you need in order to win that game. And that's the way I look at it as far as relationships. Men and women need those people in their lives who's going to power them up, who's going to help you become that power couple, the person who's going to boost your head and make sure that you have what you need to succeed and become that man, regardless if y'all are both the breadwinners in the family or if you want to make sure that you're doing the most and bringing in everything and she's taking care of the home and doing this and getting this right and y'all not missing anything on that. And once y'all have children, then you'll start realizing, okay, this shit, I do want to have children. I wanted to have three, but having children with daycare and private school and all of that shit, it costs money. So if you're getting into a relationship, you want both to work, but then it's like one of your paychecks is only going towards school and daycare. So then family started saying, well, who's the breadwinner? Who's making the most money in the family? Who can basically become that stay-at-home person where we can then start saving the money that we were spending for all of this daycare and all of those expenses? So a lot goes into being in a relationship and seeing where you guys are at and how you're going to succeed in that relationship. My response to this person was, and they're not going to get it because I went so far and so deep in my opinion, because I like to talk shit. It may not even mean anything or make sense to anyone that even listening. I stated I was watching a movie catered to the audience of whites. And in an era where as fathers sought stable, financially fit men for their daughters, they had to remain virgins in the home until they could be married off. When I was younger, my cousin's godmother told us the story of how she was married off to a man who would be her and her family's supporter. If she's in her 60s, and I'm talking about Lisa Ray, she has that mindset. I'm in my mid-40s, and it's understandable. Yvonne, Orgy, and my sister, who's older than I, are virgins. So it's not all about what's between her legs. And to me, that's queen-ish. Because though I'm married and blessed with having offsprings, to think of a woman to give herself to a man of today's generation, yeah, I'll pass. It's just not worth it. Staying single today and never opening up yourself is the best road chosen. To each their own. And that's how I ended that. But I think that's everybody. So I don't know if anybody else is going to come forward or whatever. Oh my God. Relationships. I am so glad I am not out there anymore. Anyways, stay blessed. And if you are single, man, more power to you. Stay single because it's a lot. You're dealing with a lot. I'm so sure.